Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this evening throughout up to the hour 8, yes. And thank you so much to Johan. With something else, man. Hey, did you hear the interviews, man? Just go smooth. You know, no glitch, no what. Yay, but nah. Experts in broadcasting. Thank you so much, Johan, for having such a broad spectrum of listeners. People who are listening to you. Just amazing there. They are pleased. Especially people on my side, you know, very much pleased with you. If there's a name they recognize, it's Johan Els. Yeah, it's Johan Els. Maybe one day it will be me. We give the Father the glory, the majesty and the honor. Thank you for such expertise. A well-deserved rest. He's coming back tomorrow. And we trust you will be blessed so much. I need to start with this. It's been a while.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Six, five, seven, medium wave, Radio Pulpit. Hey, the professor is at the graduations. Mashadi is working. Barukia in Cape Town is available. Greetings to you, my Achi. Thank you so much. Tuda.
Shalom, my Achi. Greetings to you and to your household. Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. What a time to be alive. We bless Abaya for everything, for the gift of life. And thanks to Radio Pulpit for this time and opportunity. Halala.
Halala. Are you well, sir?
I am excellent, my Achi. I'm highly blessed and super favored. Steroids.
Hallelujah. Hey, yeah, you better say it right, especially when you're in Cape Town, man. Hey, yeah. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
So man. Which steroids I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, especially there in Durban Road. Yo. Belleville. Oh, no, man. Let me not say Mitchell's Plain. I'm fine. Anyway. Kukule to langa location. Mayaki, sins of today, and I know next week we will touch the issue of disfigurements of sin, but sins of today, we talked a bit, and there are some clips that I will play, which you sent as a recording. You know, I remember Lindiwe Kane speaking about how money has replaced everything, you know, everything, you know. Of course, also what you said also there about sins of today. So we're just going to touch base on that. And I trust and believe that the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we look into that aspect of sins of today, what they are all about. Sins of today include now, I don't know if you have seen this, pastors are now called kings.
Hey.
Yeah, and you know what that comes with, brother? It comes with polygamy.
Ah, la, la.
But this is a polygamy that is very unique. Hey. The wife doesn't say anything. I am Zulu, so I know what is polygamy. The wife doesn't say anything in this. She is the first lady, and there's going to be a second lady, third lady. But no one really occupies these roles of second lady because they are interchanged. There are people who fill in the shoe of second lady for a moment.
Yeah.
And yes, and the age is becoming younger and younger. Let us ask many secretaries of pastors today, and let us ask about those unpleasant incidents that happen in the office. I'm just saying, nahi kese tili mruti, really too. Hi, boy, now I think you're holding more than a tewa. The tewa kaki a wait. And besides that also, not only pastors, but those who, there are people of power whom we call stakeholders in the church.
Yeah.
They were there when there was a founding, they were there when the ministry started. They know the history of the ministry. Actually, they were there when the first tent was bought, let alone the auditorium now.
Mm.
And these are stakeholders. They hold so much power.
Influence.
And influence. And they dictate to the pastors to how to preach. And they say, Emono Skwalebal. Rutopilo kuti tenteng kwalewa per maruka uchimpa. Katokia watonka chansi monantate. Ntweno ubuanka yona siris nyane ubuanka yonongo ituelevan. Uheta batu. There's that scene where people are replacing the Holy Spirit because they wield so much power in the church. Can I speak about another scene of rich aunts? You know, the rich women. Yeah, the rich ones in the church who are even able to offer the pastor accommodation and say, when you have visitors, please come to my house in Houghton. Come to my house there, or come to my house here in the hills of Queenswood. And then you can accommodate, you can, you know, be with your guides and stuff. I have another flat, I will be in the flat, but we'll take care of you. And they give him a black card to pour petrol all the time. And he becomes so indebted to them that they start to dictate and demand sex, relationship, companionship. Look, it's quarter past 11 at night and they say, Pastor, I need counseling one-on-one. Watso hantate watsoha. Watso hantate watwela msariya hao. Ye muna, mutola hataisa muna utaisa 10 tawa muna. Kakwedi, utaisa 12 tawa, 13 tawa, kakwedi muna. Aritatong cancel. And guess what? Wabona veninyane ya double kepe pasta y driver. Why is your regular account here, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, auntie. And rich. Rich aunt. I wasn't thinking about it.
I got some money.
Company car. Company car. That is what is prevailing these days. Look, that those guys who are pedophiles, who are busy with small young girls in the church because these girls are from disadvantaged families and they have sex with them. Remember what Mashadi said last week when she said, it's amazing some of the people who come through at a funeral, we're not even talking to one another. And like the war is serious. Yabo Mabebeza. I need to find that clip, man. I need to find that clip and play it. I know Mashadi will send other clips, but I need to find that clip and play it. It is amazing that we see these kinds of things really going through. We see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad, man. It is sad that these are the occurrences we come across with. And they are so bad that as believers, we keep quiet because we are being told, you know nothing about the ministry, Wena, just shut up. Don't know how many times I've been told that. Wena, just shut up. Because you have a big mouth. They would be saying that. You know? Yeah. And keep quiet and don't say anything. You know? We are told those kind of things. But hey, we need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. And we will open up the lines. I'm just looking for that thing of Mashadi.
Okay.
That she had sent through, where she speaks about these brawls that are there, fights that are there, the schisms that is there.
Yeah.
And listen to this.
Okay.
Just a bit. Listen to this.
Good evening, Ruti. Good evening, Ruti Ray, and your wonderful listeners. It's been raining. Yeah, it has been raining. But we thank God for the rain. And regarding today's topic, the sins of today. What a topic, Maruti. For today, we don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about transgression. We don't want to talk about iniquity. And perhaps that should be the point of departure. And let me start with by saying, God is spirit.
Yeah.
And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And as you know, I'll follow this one and say further, not worship him with water. We do not worship him with gold or silver or clay or any type of ornament. We do not worship him with money. We worship him and must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Let us go straight to the book of Acts chapter 17. Here comes Paul Mruti, and he says, Acts 17, verse 22.
Yeah.
Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." In other words, they follow everything to the T. They cross the T's, they dot the I's, they know the program, they do things step by step. Verse 23, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship," the objects of your worship, "I even found an altar with this transcription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Can you just allow me for 2 seconds to say this text still applies to the church or most churches today, wherein we have objects of worship in what we refer to as church buildings. We have a little Mary. We spoke about that some time ago.
Yeah.
A little girl drawn or made with clay, painted with powder blue, and she's supposed to be white with a white duke on. And we consider as Mary. We light the candle. We bow and we go on our knees and we bow before this image, and we start praying. In the meantime, we are stuck in idolatry. It does not go, only go as far as that. Let's go back to the Old Testament, what we usually refer to as the Old Testament, not the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, Most churches would refer to that as the Old Covenant. I consider it as still the law of the Most High, where God then speaks to Moses and gives him the Ten Commandments. It's not the only place where he did that. We'll get to that. I'm going to a place where Christ then begins to talk about, or refers rather, to two key commandments. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your strength. And then you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
Considering the commandments, there's one that says, you shall not make any image on earth, which could be a representation of anything that could be in heaven. How many people have angels on their jackets or on their badges or on their coats, and they consider those as angels or images of angels? We do that. In our churches, we have images. For example, we take the cross. And we wear necklaces with the cross. And whenever we have to get into a spiritual warfare, we then take the steel, not steel, steel is heavy, silver. You know, this cross that has been made of silver, and we want to use that to fight a spiritual warfare. We want to use the flesh or the things of the flesh to fight or engage in a spiritual warfare. How do we do that? Because remember, God is spirit. And Paul says the things of God are spiritual, comparing spiritual things to the spiritual.
Yes.
And now our warfare is not carnal as well, he says, but mighty through the Most High to the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm.
And our warfare is not carnal because we fight against principalities and powers and rulers and dominions and spiritual hosts of darkness and wickedness in high places. We cannot fight against those using the flesh.
Mm.
So when we use the flesh in the name of, shall I say, worship or spiritual warfare, that is the sin of today. When we use our money to say, this money should fight for me, that's the thing, or those are the things of the flesh, because the money cannot fight for you. In other words, you are comparing your money to the blood that was shed at Calvary. You are actually saying your money has more power or has equal power, and yet your money cannot save you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you or give you eternal life. It's sad, Muruti. Sad that most churches are stuck in the same text, that they are worshiping an unknown God. How do I know? Revelation says, we are in Revelation chapter 2, and we are in verse 18, but I would like to focus on verse 20. Let me start with verse 18. It reads, and to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Verse 20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. I should have started by actually giving a meaning of bruises and transgressions and sin, according to the book of Isaiah, where he was bruised, he was crushed, he was pounded for our transgressions. He was, you know, bruised for our iniquities, our injustices, our biases, our lack of fairness, our unfairness. He was bruised for that. He was crucified. You know, the Bible says the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. He says, verse 20, nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Sadly, most of the time we think that Jezebel is a woman, particularly when it comes to this text.
It's a spirit
that seduces. It's a spirit that prophesies falsely, for that matter. Mm. It's a spirit that teaches the things that are not of the Most High.
Mm.
An example, Mruti. I went to a funeral recently, and there were lots of pastors there.
Ah.
And went to the cemetery, came back, etc., etc. But then most pastors did not return from the cemetery. They did not go to the house.
Why?
From the cemetery. And obviously questions are always asked questions. Where's so-and-so? And where's so-and-so? And so-and-so?
Mm.
And guess what? No... okay, there were a few reasons given for the absence of this one and that one and the other one.
Yeah.
But for a few others, hey, you gossip now. This one. For a few others,
yeah.
Here goes. No, they are not in good terms. Why not? One, the church has been split into two or three.
Mm.
Okay, that's that happens. We've seen that happening too many times. Just when you think that is enough, no, they're fighting over women. How does that happen? As though that was a lie. Guess what? Someone got married to someone, and someone got married to someone who was someone else's wife. What are we preaching? What are we teaching? The sins of today. The church has embraced that. Because, let me not say the church, let me say most churches or most congregations which consider themselves as the churches of the Most High have sold their souls, and we have allowed, or rather they have allowed, this woman or the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit that oppresses people, the spirit that is against people, the spirit that wants to take from people. Remember, Jezebel wanted someone's farm. The spirit that takes, all that that spirit does is to take, harass, oppress, exploit. It happens from the pulpit. So we've got Pastor Jezebel preaching, because all that Pastor Jezebel wants is what you have, not what he or she has been sent to do.
Mm.
I
Gematata. You know, this is what is said about the whole thing. When we come back, more.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right. My Aki, you heard. We are talking about sins of today. Baruti ba tsielana basadi ba nyala basadi ba baruti ba bangwe. Mola. They are not in good terms, and the seducing spirit of Jezebel, which comes through and in and is propagating itself as the true spirit of the Most High, and thereby allowing or bringing in lewdity. You know, when people do lewd things, allowing those things to come through and take place. Emina, there's a church, Munamo, where they gather during the night and they are naked. Mayaki, what comes to mind?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. There's three things that are so much of a problem when it comes to us as Bantu, especially those that would be having, that will be leading Putego. Because at times we find Hore, the calling is genuine, but it's along Hanveretamaya, the journey, that we start to be enticed. Because we're looking where we're not supposed to look, and we have the adversary now enticing us with many things. And the three most important things that most of the time get to be a center of attraction when it comes to such issues, it's issue of money, issue of women, and issue of power.
Hey.
Those are the three main ones that culture. The person wants to be having power, must be big, must be a crowd puller, and by so doing, it means they would end up going somewhere whereby they are able to attract a crowd. And now, with a lot of crowd coming, because now the miracles are happening, there's testimonies. I wouldn't know how these things got to actually happen. But now, because Batubabua, they get to share with others, and because and we will give even our last cent, you know, to this kind of ritual. And now this man gets to climb the ladder because he will claim, you see this car, I didn't buy it. Like, you know, they will make means and forms of trying to convince the puteko, and the puteko would fall into a trance of hore. I once heard watching one of the videos, where no, there's some things that they eat that they put under the tongue, that whatever word that comes from their mouth are sweet words. So nobody can ever dispute. That is why you find everything that they speak about. They would defend that muruti. They are willing even to can kill. That's how deep they are in this thing, that they would defend him with everything. So, and also it comes with women, because now women of Babangwe, they are single, Babangwe, they are married and all that. And so how it would end up happening, it would be now, to say, hey, you see that one. Or because now they get to be paid, you know, and they will battle still, and that's how everything gets to start. Now, you are here, and all that. This guy wants to see you, but to have everybody who has access to him. And this man, because they went to find power, they are able to tell you your ID number, they are able to tell you, things that, like, that entices you because the ID number, because they are using the spirit, you know, there's a spirit that they are using. It's hammering and it's able to give them this information and all that. And we would think that they are telling the truth. And that is now where Batho ba le bangata ba welang ka tlhoko ka teng in these things. And now, guess what? They would sleep with women in the church. And even Lebone Baba di Stirmane Sabone.
Lebone Baba Itzajwa.
It becomes Taka Taka. You know, when they came to Kopitori at one stage, there was a guy who wanted to make a documentary and he was asking me to get a camera and all that. Like, it was deeply things because he was so close and he decided to leave because now. And then Wangala, now Akwata, they like you, my Ahim, me. know, and all that. So now we were chatting with this guy, Amplen, and oh, this is what they're doing and all that. So you'll find this most beautiful woman, and maybe we're not going to know if you listen to the radio, maybe we are saying, Kiwa, the ANR. And even women, So they will come to this woman, being it Otamali, one or Otamali Munna, another woman wants to see them, another woman is asking for their numbers, you know, as if. No, this church is so welcoming and all that. But, Bonnet, how was the service today? Please come again. You know, and Kantin, that's how you fall into the trap. And suddenly, it's the one-on-ones. And guess the best things that happens behind closed doors, Kodi Hotel in Sabon and all that. We know as well, in the news, there's the one, Wako Kebeka, who, you remember the case that was televised?
Right? Yes.
How he abused Banaba Banyani. You know, because these are ways of sacrifice. They're looking especially for Banaba Meroba, meaning that Banaba Bisimba Robali Lupe, then they can be their first encounters. And that beating is some form or kind of a sacrifice.
Yes,
which
it is.
Gives them power. You know, so. And among them, as Baruti, they are in competition. Because they want Stino, say, you know, they competing among themselves for it. Who can attract crowds the most? Who is more popular and opulent and elegant? Than the other. So there is that competition amongst them. They would go and hire flights. They don't even own these flights. They rent them, and then branding is just a rental thing. And you think, it's their flight. And then they come and they preach about it in church and whatnot. And we fall into traps because we made to believe that this is something that is working. This is a reality. So where I used to go, I remember one stage we were at Mahalis, and this man opens up a laptop, connects to the internet, and what I saw, now I wouldn't know if that was a true bank account or it was a fake, but all I saw, it was some dollars that were over, like, close to millions. Like, imagine Motala Niboma, $22 million, not rent, dollars. And that I witnessed with my own eyes, you know, because now you're in the screen, you see, how am I now? You know, when you associate yourself with me, when I say invest, you know, which means because I'm there, nothing, you can even make five times what you're investing. And people, that's when Bomama Baba resign, pension and all that, because it seems like that started to entice them to see who, wow, because again, so it starts to entice other people to say, yo, this man is really making money. And he will say, no, I'm in this business, I'm in that business, I'm in mining, I'm in this, I'm in that. And you like, yo, if I bet on this horse, then it means Khurai. And that is how now we get people were promised Khurai, and it's worth about $2 billion, and people contributed. And they scheme and they scam with him, because one will stand up, my Akhari, Nagita contributor, $1 million. Okay. Well, now who
has a Ponzi scheme? Yeah.
And who has a million? You are in trouble because you get challenged. Now that spirit says to you, now it's your turn. And innocently, you are saying, hey, you know what? I want to build a church for the Most High. I want to contribute. Yes, innocently, but not knowing where you are falling, where you are being led to, because it's a spirit of deceit. We come with no discernment. We also come, we got our issues and all that. And where the scripture advises us, it's through the word, it's through prayer. We need to seek the spirit of truth. Have we checked, have we tested the spirit to see if indeed there is the spirit of truth that is operating in that particular church? No. Also in their teachings, they get to hail Satan unaware. So even when they would speak in these tongues, you agree. You don't know what you are agreeing to. You just, I receive. You don't know what you are receiving, you know? So it's for people to be careful to say, we fall into these traps because we will be entering these places, and these people, they know. They will speak a statement, but somewhere, somehow, it's a scripture, but somewhere, somehow, very shortly, it's not what it is saying. When you open the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, number 2, which says to us, and now, Yasharal, listen to the laws and the right ruling. I am who is teaching you. I am teaching you to do so that you live and shall go in and possess the land in which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers is giving you. Yeah. The cracks that I want to show here, my ass. Yare, do not add to the word which I'm commanding you, and do not take away from it, so as to guard the commands of Abayahawayo Elohim, which I am commanding you. So now, there is that adding, there is that changing of the statement. They will say things that when you are not aware, right, and then intend to be in agreement, can be every time in this, what they are doing, they always have to have a way of hailing Hashatan in the process. But how can you didn't pick it up? You have to be able to start to learn and to understand and to start to pick up, okay, you know, and that is what Abba has taught me, just like I saw the video, and I got to learn to say, wow, look at this man. You know, he got a character in the sharp, you know, it praises Abba, but how we are, it starts to be boastful, it starts to lead, and it starts to speak about their father Satan. So these are part of the things that we are finding today. And may Abba richly help us, because we are faced with a challenge as Rere, because now we're saying we want Abba to use us at times when we pray. But then we're not aware, Kore, there are snares that are lying before us. There are so many things that are going to entice us. And the question is, are we ready to be able to conquer those situations when they come? Or will we fall into prey and tend to be something else tomorrow?
Yeah, I hear you quite well. We are talking about the sins of today. After this, let's welcome Professor Buyisondezi.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Sins of today. Sins of today, you know. The word says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. The Father is warning us with regards to this. Okay. Check another one. In Job chapter 36, verse 10, it says, he also opens their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from iniquity. The Father is commanding us to turn from iniquity. Okay, Exodus 20:20. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for Yahuwah has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. The sins of today are an indication that the fear of Yahuwah is not there anymore. Let's welcome Professor Buisondezi on the line. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my brother. Greetings to everyone. Greetings, Brother Baruch. I also greet our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet my sister, Mashudu.
Mashadi,
yes, sorry about that.
I hope you're well.
I am well, by God's grace. Just that it's too busy where I am.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. Yeah, I see people with posters of graduations throwing caps up in the air.
Saying, that's where I'm from.
And people buy a Kiala Pan and they start buy a Kiala Pan. I think you totally degree there finally. Yes. After 12 years.
It's an achievement.
Congratulations to everyone who's graduating, man.
It's
after a lot of hard work. And we tend to overlook, you know, you guys as supervisors, you know, and also the lecturers, you know, the people who do researches who make sure that we have all the material. We look down at them. Anyway. Tonight we are talking about sin. Let me read something that comes from Mputi Knox. I kept on reading this and I said, okay, maybe he's not talking to me, but I see he's talking to me. Mputi Knox says, ezinye izinto zingama, wants to say zingamanyala, ngathi ungangaphinde ulalele iradio pulpit, azaki nix. Please help us, Lord Jesus. Mwena. Wilalele, so that you know the truth. Don't run. Wilalele, so that you know the truth. These are the things that are happening after that comment by Mashadi there. Anyway, Professor, the sins of today, what comes to mind?
Yeah, there's a lot that comes to mind, particularly after listening to my brother Baruch. Let me touch base to what he has said. He testified about one incident where he was looking at somebody opening a computer and many zeros that you cannot even count. And what came to mind as I was listening to that is most of us, we have changed what we call the blessing of the Lord, and then we equated that to money. We equated that to blessings that we are saying they come from the Lord, whereas we are taking the glamour of the world, and then we say, if you don't have anointing, we'll see you by being poor. So I think what was being portrayed at that point is that I'm a man of God, I'm a favored man of God, I'm an anointed man of God, I'm a godly man of God, so see by my bank account, which are things that we are using to deceive many people. And we are even making sure that if people are lacking, we are telling them that it's because they have less of God. It's either they are not praying, it's either they are sinning, it's either they are not doing things right. So these are all the sins that we even see in the house of God, which is something very, very bad. But I want to speak about what we see mostly in the house of God, which we also see all around the society. Mockery and the insulting of God. This is how I'm looking at it, that we have tend to mock God and to insult him by the way we behave, by the way we talk. God creates men and women. He created two sexualities. And Tina, what do? We change. We tell God that you have not done the right thing. You didn't decide well. When you created me, you should have created a man, and then you've just created a woman. So it's like we're telling God in the eye that you don't know what you're doing. It's like, to me, it's mockery. To me, it's an insult to God. So we are changing the truth of God and the reality of the creation of God, and we are turning it to our own satisfaction. So we have become gods, and we have told God that he is a nobody. I know that maybe it might sound like unreal, but our actions are just telling that to God's face that God does not know what he's doing, and that abomination in the presence of the Lord. So I want to quote Romans 1. I'll read verse 25 up until verse 28, but I'm just going to read in segments. In verse 25, it says, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever? So in other words, what is real and truth that comes from the Lord, we turn it into lies. So we are speaking contrary from what is a standard, from what is a set word from the Lord, from what is a set creation of the Lord. But again, we continue to speak lies that satisfy our society, that satisfy our needs, that makes us acceptable where we are. So if I need a vote, if I need to be accepted, if I need people to favor me, I will speak what they would want to hear. So in other words, I'm changing the truth that is a standing order from the Lord, and I'm changing it into a lie. Then while I'm on this verse, I'm also thinking of idolatry, that the truth is God is above all. He is the most high. But now at the end of the day, people will end up serving the creature rather than the creator. I regard a goat as someone who can do things for me. I regard a cow as something that can cleanse my sin, that can bring me blessing, that can bring me a luck. So which is all abomination, sins of today, and they are vile. These are not just limited to people who didn't go to school. Even where we are, we find people graduate having leather belts. I'm calling it like that. You see the goat skin, because they are saying, I can't leave my roots. I can't leave my forefathers, because the forefathers whom they are worshipping through gold are talking more than the God who is the truth, the life, and the way. So these are the sins of today. We see them in every community, a learned community, as well as those who don't know God. So this is what we can talk about it right now. Going to verse 26 of the same scripture, Romans 1, it says, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. And we endorse it. We see it day and night. Women are behaving like men. Women are dating other women. And we dare not say anything against them. And now we need to be politically correct and accepted in what we say. Now, I can't even know whether I must call you he or she or whoever. I end up getting into a corner because I can't categorize people based on what I see. But now I need to ask how to address you, because the women and men have exchanged the natural use of who they are, and they have decided, in other words, they've made God less of a God and they've became their own God. In a similar manner, men have done the same thing. This is what verse 27 is saying. Likewise, also men leaving the natural use of the women, and they burn in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. So this is what is happening. And I'm from a graduation right now, and I was seeing a lot of girls dress like boys, and they even walk like boys. I don't know whether should they say Miss Sibanda, or should they say Mr. Sibanda is graduating, because you don't know what is happening, but we are pretending as if things are still normal. And I think this is what we are calling these days, the new normal. It didn't just come with technology, but it also has come with the behavior of men who have changed the natural use of who they are. They are changing the truth of God to lies, and they are mocking God by what we are doing. And this is the sins of today, which we have accepted as the reality. And we are not going to say they are sins, because we are not going to be correct. We'll be taken to jail because we would have spoken against who the person is. So we have infringed on the rights of a human being or somebody else who has chosen who he want to be, because people have choices these days, and there's a freedom of choosing even who I want to be. I can choose my whether I'm a female or whether I'm a male. sins of today. This is happening even in church. Preachers cannot preach against homosexuality because they believe, or they are saying, people have a choice. And if they feel as though I'm a woman, so who am I to speak against, because they think we are all created by God. We don't even see something that is beyond or behind the behavior that we see around us. We all attribute that to God, whereas we are fulfilling our self-desires and we are entertaining the sin of the day. We are entertaining what the enemy has brought, and we are embracing sin. We are no longer in a position to pray against sin, but we have embraced it, and we embrace those who are used by the enemy to perpetuate what is around us.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say about this matter. And it is actually a matter that has to do with the things, you know, sins of today. You know, sins of today, what these are. Remember, Frank asked this question. He said, I wanted to ask this question. Is livestock artificial insemination a sin? Because farmers don't wait for them, for their animals to mate, but they artificially inseminate. Hey, what now? This is from Lindiwe Kane, who said last week on part one, thanks, Brother Ray, the things of the sins of today, money replacing everything and being more powerful than the cross. The pulpit is dominated or controlled by the spirit of Mammon. What now? Yeah. Hello there, hi.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing okay. I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Yes. No, I was just, I wanted to confirm what the topic is about today. I'm one of the people, I divorced my husband 7 years ago.
Yeah.
What used to happen, he was a treasurer in the church because he's a treasurer. So we had marital problems because of his cheating, but the pastor just didn't do anything about it because he's funding him.
Yes.
He's helping the daughter who's in debt. So he has got multiple girlfriends, young girlfriends in the church. So I said, no, I'm not going to. The church is here in Mpumalanga. That's that you cannot name the church. So I'm just saying what is happening. The lady who was speaking before about these things, yes, they are happening right in our churches. Most of the churches is these churches, like, even though I cannot say the name, but the old churches before these new churches, yeah, it's happening, it's really happening. Even these young girls, they also are the one who are following the marital thing. Even the church, they even say one day that these younger, older women we don't want us to be friends with their husband. And then the pastor didn't say anything. He just said, you see, you older women, you are closing the gate. You don't want a young lady to learn how also they can go to marriage. And then they, it's sad.
So they should learn from your husbands now, Evan.
Yes. They want to be friends with their husband. And the pastor didn't say a word. He was clapping hands for the lady who stood up and said, they don't want us to be friends with their husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am very sorry about your situation, Anonymous. And these are the things that we see these days that are taking place. It's amazing. Even some people will even write to me and say, please don't talk about these things. We need to talk about them, yes.
Yes, we need to talk about it. We need to shame the devil.
Absolutely.
We need to shame the devil. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, my sister. Hold on to the faith, all right? Okay, then. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I'm saying this because of someone who said, I know, man. Radio pulpit and all that and stuff. No, man, come on. Listen, so that you can see what's going on.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.